Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a couple of birthdays, several inventions, and we've got some new IDs making their debut tonight. To get us started, last week, March 7th, marked the birth in 1908 in London, England, of trumpeter, bandleader, and vocalist Nat Ganella. He learned to play trumpet and cornet at St. Mary's Guardian's School after becoming an orphan at age 7, and was hired to play in revues in London theaters at age 16. He got engagements with leading British bands, including those of Billy Cotton, Roy Fox, Ray Noble, and Lou Stone. He idolized Louis Armstrong, having heard his phonograph records, and he became known as the British Louis Armstrong. In 1934, he launched his own band, the Georgians, formed from members within the Lou Stone band, and Georgia on My Mind became his theme song. Nat Ganella died on August 6, 1998. Here are three from Nat Ganella and his Georgians.
Thank you. Does anybody see that tiger? Oh, tiger! Scamper it with his skin, part of the skin, part of it, part of it, and when I get that tiger, you know what I can do that tiger? I'm gonna skin him alive, yeah!
Hot stuff! From May 3rd, 1935, Nat Ganella and his Georgians and Tiger Rag. We began the show with a Vincent Heumann's Irving Caesar composition recorded January 10th, 1936, I Want to Be Happy. And in between was a Nat Ganella composition, Crazy Valves, from October 7th, 1936. And you're hearing it on Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Last week, on March 8th, in 1887, Everett Horton received a patent for his invention of the telescopic fishing rod, made of steel tubes inside one another, kind of like the telescoping antennas on portable radios. In any case, to commemorate Mr. Horton's invention, here's a set of fishy songs, beginning with Mae Questel.
Next Friday night, you're all invited to dance from 8 till 5. All the fishes still alive are having a ball. It's some affair. They'll all be there, from the herring to the whale. They'll turn out to shake a scale in Neptune's hall. Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish bowl. Woo! Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish bowl. Finn and Hattie lead the eel through an Irish reel. The catfish is a dancing man, but he can like the sardine can. Tuna's trucking left and right. Minnie's mooching, what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish bowl. Thank you. everywhere. You're a little shrimp if you're not there at the cockfish pool. Simple salmon, it is nice, throwing fins both left and right. Starfish furnish all the light at the codfish pool. Hear the catfish cry meow, dogfish go wow wow. The pickerel's tickled on amberjack, and the frog gets in, 'cause he's got a green back. See the kingfish, watch him strut. Facing tenna, what a nut. Devilfish raises halibut. It's the codfish bull.
Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam.
It was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We yell the little fishes, here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and swam and it was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and wottum. Boop, boop, dit and dot and wottum. Boop, boop, dit and dot and wottum. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Whoop whoop, present doesn't book. Whoop whoop, present doesn't book. Whoop whoop, present doesn't book.
Come on, sister, come away from that shark.
Help, cried the little fishies. Gee, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. And back to the pool in the meadow they swam. And they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Dit and dot and bottom. Dit and dot and bottom. Did and dot and wattum, and they swam back over the dam.
Basil, you naughty boy, where are you?
Here I am, Mum, under the weeds.
Hey, Frank, what you doing with that guitar, man?
Man, can't you see I'm playing the blues?
Going on and playing well here in New York. Boy, listen at that piano beat them blues. Beat it on, son, beat it on. Little boy, rest his finger. The mean old teacher said no. Little boy, rest his finger. Mean old teacher said no. But the joke was on the teacher. The little boy didn't have to go. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. They had an old woman, she lived way down in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. They had another woman, she didn't live in no shoe. They had another woman, she really didn't live in no shoe. She didn't have no children, she knew exactly what.
Some fishy songs to commemorate the invention of the telescopic fishing rod by Everett Horton in 1887. We began with Mae Questel, the cartoon voice of Betty Boop and Olive Oil, and At the Codfish Ball, written by Lou Pollock and Sidney Mitchell. Next, it was Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra and Three Little Fishies, with the words and music by Saxie Dowell. The vocal on that recording, made June 5, 1939 in London, was by Maurice Denham, the Three in Harmony, and the Three Jinx. That song was, of course, a big hit here in the States for Kay Kaiser. And we finished up that fishy set with Mudhole Blues from October 7, 1936. So what does Mudhole Blues have to do with fishing rods? Well, Mudhole Blues was performed by Sharky Bonanno and his Sharks of Rhythm. Mudhole Blues was written by Sharky Bonanno and Irving Fazola. Well, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we have some new IDs, courtesy of Will Simpson, so just in case you didn't realize it.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
And
have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Thanks, Will. Last week on March 8th in 1894, the first animal control law in the U.S. was enacted in New York State, and it required dog owners in cities with a population of more than 1,200,000 to pay a $2 annual fee per dog. So for all of you dog lovers out there, here are some rapidly rotating records about canines, beginning with Cab Calloway and his orchestra.
dropping out. Oh, you dog, you naughty dog. You snipping, snapping, gipping, yapping.
Thank you.
Some canine songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the first dog licensing law in the U.S. We began with Cab Calloway and his orchestra recording in New York on October 12, 1931, while he was still appearing at the Cotton Club, and a song co-written by Cab Calloway, "Are You Dog?" Then, from a 1923 Regal 78, it was the Majestic Dance Orchestra and Little Rover, "Don't Forget to Come Home." And we finished up with Mackenzie's Candy Kids, Red Mackenzie on comb and paper, Dick Slevin on kazoo, Jack Bland on banjo, and Joe Humby on guitar, and Nervous Puppies from March 7, 1927. Last week, on March 5th, in 1872, George Westinghouse, at age 22, received the first of his 361 patents for the air brake, a device to stop trains using compressed air. So here to commemorate George Westinghouse's invention of the air brake are some rapidly rotating records about stopping, beginning with Billy Arnold's Novelty Band.
Thank you. I've cried and cried, I can't stop loving you. Though you broke your vow, it's over now, I can't stop loving you. You broke my heart and threw my love away, but after all, you want me back someday. Though you're to blame, I still feel the same, I can't stop loving you.
Some stopping songs to commemorate George Westinghouse's invention of the air brake in 1872. We began with Billy Arnold's novelty band recording in London on December 13, 1920, and Stop It, written by M.B. Kaufman. Then, from April 7th, 1930, it was Maynard Baird and his orchestra recording for Vocalion in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I Can't Stop Loving You, a song co-written by Maynard Baird. And we just heard the California Ramblers from September 16th, 1924, and Tessie, Stop Teasing Me, a record from the collection of Martin Smith.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Thanks again, Will. Last week, March 6th, marked the birth in 1906 of Louis Francis Costello. You know him better as Lou Costello, half of the comedy duo Abbott and Costello, whose official teaming was in 1936. Although they were popular on the burlesque circuit, it wasn't until they appeared on the Kate Smith Radio Hour, performing what would soon become known as their classic signature skit, Who's On First, that Bud Abbott and Lou Costello achieved stardom. They signed with Universal in 1939 and starred in a decade of box office hits such as Buck Privates, In the Navy, Hold That Ghost, Naughty 90s, Time of Their Lives, and their 1948 cult classic Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. So here in honor of Lou Costello and Who's On First is a set of first songs. And the first one is from McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Thank you. so believe me while you're running around. I mean to make my happy piano one more time. I'll make mine a bride just because I'm satisfied with mine.
Some first songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the birth in 1906 of Lou Costello. Let's see, the first record in that set was Do You Believe in Love at First Sight? McKinney's Cotton Pickers on December 8, 1931, with Quentin Jackson, trombonist in the band, performing the vocal. Then from June 29, 1928, it was an unidentified vocal trio with Fred Rich and his orchestra and My First Love. And we finished up with Ben Pollock and his orchestra and When I First Met Mary, written by George Little, Joe Vergis, and Larry Shea, and recorded in Chicago on December 9, 1926. Well, we've got time for at least one more. Here is the New Orleans Jazz Band. Another canine song to wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. That was called Waitin' Around, written by Benny Davis and Jimmy Hanley, and recorded around March of 1924 by the New Orleans Jazz Band. So what does Waitin' Around by the New Orleans Jazz Band have to do with canines? Well, the band was credited on the label of that Domino 78 as the Dixie Jazz Hounds. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.